My grandparents, Lisa Barska and Herman Fisher, and their three children were very active in Yiddish theater in pre-war Warsaw. My father, Boris, or Bruce as he was known in the United States, was one of their children. He was the only member of the family who never appeared on stage. He managed to immigrate to the United States in September 1938, barely escaping the fate that befell millions of Jews not long after. My father's parents, along with his sisters Luba and Anka, all perished in the Holocaust. Herman and Lisa met in Odessa while Herman was there on tour with the United Troop, the first Yiddish troop of Warsaw. They married a short time later and then moved to Warsaw, where they made a name for themselves in the Yiddish theater. Herman was a director of Yiddish plays, and Lisa was a character actress. Herman was also one of the founders of the Hebrew Actors Union in Warsaw. Their daughters, Anka and Luba, also acted in Yiddish theater. Luba, who was married to the famous Polish actor Jacek Waszczarowicz, also appeared in films using the name Eliza Fisher or Luba Dietrich. Anka, also known as Anna, appeared as a singer of American jazz songs in a Warsaw cafe in 1941, where just 3 days before, Władysław Spielman, the man whose story was told in the movie The Pianist, had performed. My father, Bruce, didn't talk very often about his family because of the overwhelming sadness it brought. I always wished they, too, could have emigrated and had the opportunity to live their extraordinary lives here in the United States. I would love to have known them, to spend time with them, surrounded by their love, and to listen to them tell stories about their experiences in Poland and the Yiddish theater of Warsaw.